When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Ravens are very relevant. They played the Giants, and, well, they did exactly what we kind of thought they would do to them.
Second and 11 from midfield. Jackson rolls to his right, looking downfield, lobs it. Wide open is Bateman at the 10. Jukes at the 5. Jukes again, and he goes in for the touchdown. As he juked Pinnock and Stroman. And it's a 49-yard touchdown pass.
It's amazing. It's like a little flick of the wrist, and everything's 45 yards downfield.
Derrick Henry was a non-factor in this football game. They just threw it 10 million times. It was crazy. Well, I mean, this was a Lamar Jackson show, and he's put on a lot of them lately.
Here was Brian Daboll. They had the plane flying overhead, of course, that said, fire everyone. He said, can't really be concerned about it, obviously.
Just control what we can control. Get ready to play a game this week.
Do you think it's a distraction?
No, I didn't know about it until you told me right now. So control, we can control. Get ready to go ahead and have a good week. And whoever's available, get them ready to play.
You believe that? Had no idea. I guess it's possible.
No, I don't believe it. I'm sure he's
I do believe it. But he is aware of what's going on. And he's aware of the chatter and the discussion. How could you not be aware?
Tim
Your
Boyle.
Family's aware, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's tough time for them.
Yes. Tim Boyle played the second half. He went 12 of 24, 123 yards, a touchdown and a pick. That's because Tommy DeVito left concussion protocol, which only happened. He was going to go back in the game. Daboll said he went to talk to him about a play before going back in and noticed his eyes did not look right. So he got him checked out. So here was Boyle on his game coming in.
What you saw today was my first time playing with those guys. So definitely a cool learning experience. But, you know, feeling speed and the O-line, I think they really did a good job of it.
Yeah, well, I feel bad for that kid.
Which one? Tommy?
For Boyle.
Oh.
I mean, he went through this with the Jets last year, and now he's got to go through it with the Giants this year.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, man, he probably shouldn't even be in the league, and he went out there and put some decent stuff on tape for him to stay in the league. So I think that was a great opportunity for him yesterday. It was funny, like, the way that he was throwing the ball, it was a miracle that someone caught it on the other end, you know? It was like you just see him just like, burp, and like, oh, no! Then bang, Malik Nabers caught it.
Hey, just
like,
let
wow.
him rip, man. That's, you know, have some fun. That's he what did. It seems like he's doing.
Nabers had 10 catches, 82 yards, and the late touchdown. He was talking about 1,000 yards last week, so he's at 90 catches, 901 yards, and 4 touchdowns on the season. With
what is Odell's record in terms of receptions? He's like right there, right?
Right there.
You don't know, and I don't know the actual number. They were talking about
You know what?
It
I think he's right there, actually.
He's right there.
Right there.
All right, here's the play in the Bills game I think you guys were talking about earlier. Bills beat the Lions 48-42.
Seems a little early, Tony, but here we go. 12 minutes to go. Onside kick. Ball bounces around. It's picked up by Hollins, and he's running with it. Hollins tackled down at the 5-yard line.
And that, of course, Jim Nance on CBS. Dan Campbell asked post-game what his thinking was by trying that in that spot. The audio is not great, but I did the best I could to make it loud enough.
I thought we'd get the possession, you know. I thought we'd get that ball. And one of Bates' best kicks that I've seen him have. That was a big kicker at the end. You know, I think took a good jump on us, and Hollis made a heck of a play on it. And, you know, obviously now sitting here hindsight after been taking it down to the 3-yard line, yeah, I wish I wouldn't have done that.
But They did. In terms of the bad defense, the way these teams are getting up and down the field on them, are all these injuries finally starting to take its toll?
No, I'm not buying it. I don't buy it. You know, we can be better. We should have been better. We know how good they are, but that team was more urgent than us today overall.
Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, 362, two touchdowns in the air, 68 yards rushing, two touchdowns on the ground. The Bills 11-3, the Lions 12-2. And oh, by the way, Jared Goff, 494, five touchdowns in defeat.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Eagles beat the Steelers 27-13. Jalen Hurts threw for 290 and two touchdowns. One went to A.J. Brown. He also ran for 45 yards in the score. Here was Hurts getting it done.
You know, as we've said before, you know, this, you know, multiple ways to win. And that was kind of where we leaned today. We were able to find ways to make plays and execute and finish in the end zone and find a way to win. It's good complimentary football.
Eagles now 12-2. The Steelers could do nothing offensively. Russell Wilson just 14 of 22, 128 and a touchdown. He says too many self-inflicted wounds.
I mean, we had too many penalties, you know, throughout the game, big ones. You know, obviously we had that drive in the red zone. You know, both teams are kind of getting after. They called on us. We get backed out, you know, unfortunately. You know, that could have been a touchdown drive for us.
With the loss, the Steelers 10-4. Pretty cool post game where Hurts goes up to Russell Wilson and says, was a big fan of him growing up. It's got to make you feel so old, but yes.
Yeah. Guys got a lot in common, though.
Yeah, I suppose so, yes. The honeymoon's over.
Mm-hmm.
The honeymoon for Mike McDaniel is over with the Dolphin fans. They lost to the Texans 20-12. He is getting hammered all over social media for his record against good teams, which is terrible. And then you got Brian Flores doing what he's doing in Minnesota. So I present to you Dave Portnoy on Barstool yesterday. He's one of the many that is not happy with Mike McDaniel and the decision the Dolphins made.
This team sucks. They stink. And meanwhile, Brian Flores out in Minnesota turning that defense around. They're 11-2. Miami fans, you get what you deserve. You're all singing this nerd's praises in this all marshmallow and sitting around the campfire attitude. You can't win that way.
Oh, well, and they're not. They're 6-8.
You know what that sounds like?
What's that?
Sounds like a guy who lost a big bet on the Dolphins.
Could be.
That he is got very... pissed off and then ended up going, he can't care about the Miami Dolphins that
That's
much.
That's probably very true. You might be right about that. Now, there was also a moment in this game, Grant Dubose was put on a spine board where his arms and legs were strapped down, taken off the field. They had a tube. Now, reports are it's a head injury, they said, and he's in stable condition
in
the hospital.
Because it didn't, I'm
not 100% sure of that.
I watched the whole thing, so first of all, the scariest part of this was when the doctor first went out there, he went and checked his pulse, because must have been clear out at that point. So then they had him completely strapped down, they took his uniform off, they cut his helmet off, and then completely strapped down. So it was
scary.
One of the scarier ones. So,
Well, they have the Damar Hamlin situation. You know, now all of a sudden everybody goes through training just in case something like that happens again. I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but when you go out there and the guy is unresponsive, you got to find out whether or not his heart is pumping.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, so that was get a good update with him in the coming days.
Yeah, like I said, they said stable condition in the hospital, so that's all.
He spent the night in Houston for sure.
Yes, I would certainly think so. So after the game, C.J. Stroud on CBS, very classy of him, as that's the first thing he would reference after being asked about football.
I have to start with your defense. 3 massive interceptions in key moments, 3 sacks, a couple of fumble recoveries. How imperative was that unit in this win today?
Yeah, first I just want to send prayers to Grant. That was a tough situation right there. Just hoping that he's okay. You know, praying for his recovery and he can get back on the field. But, all the glory goes to Jesus Christ. And our defense did amazing.
So there you go. So very good out of Stroud. Also of note, Sunday Night Football, Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13. Jordan Love, 2 touchdown passes. Here was Mike McDonald asked about the Geno Smith injury.
Do you expect him to miss more time, Mike?
I don't know. I mean, we got to get the test done, and I know we'll do everything humanly possible to go play, but just don't know right now.
So you can't, just to clarify, whether it's a sprain or whatever, or you just
don't know?
Do not know. So that certainly could derail their season. They're now 8-6. The Packers up to 10-4. Bears-Vikings tonight. Chicago lousy. The Vikings are 11-2, and you've also got the Falcons and the Raiders tonight. And yes, if you're a Giant fan, you are rooting for the Raiders to beat the Falcons this evening. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep-and-switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.